So, for those who don't know, tell us a bit more about Poetic Unity and what you do.
So Poetic Unity is a registered charity. What we do is we provide alternative education for young people up to the age of 25. We also put on regular events to give young people a voice. They can perform poetry in front of a crowd, unite with other young people. And we also develop young people through mentoring schemes and one-to-one support. Actually, our three main focuses is education, personal development, and unification. So obviously the education side is the workshops we do in schools, colleges, PRUs, or any youth facility. The unification side of things is the events, so bringing young people together, building up a community. And the personal development side of things, like I said, is the mentoring schemes, the one-to-one support, helping young people with lack of confidence, self-esteem, depression. So yeah, that's the main things we do.
So why did you decide to start the organisation?
I felt like there was a lack of, how can I say it, unity between young people, first things first, but also felt like there's a lack of engagement with young people. So I felt like I wanted to bring some sort of creativity to young people to bring them together. Do you know what I'm saying? Like kind of give them something to believe in, if that makes sense, or something to work with. And I felt like going forward as an artist myself, I'm a poet myself, I felt like to get further, you can get further with like a group of people instead of just being on your own. You know what I'm trying to say? So originally I didn't start the organisation as a charity or whatever. I just literally started it because I wanted to bring people together, wanted to create a couple videos, poetry videos, because I've never seen a poetry cypher in London. So I wanted to do that, which we did. And then see kind of what happened from there. And then when we did the cyphers, which got onto Link Up TV, the two of them, they went quite well actually. And then after that, I realised that, you know what, this is something I want to take a bit further. So I decided to do a workshop. We literally just put a flyer out on social media and said, look, we're doing a workshop. 15 young people can come to it. Whoever's down, email us, you know what I'm trying to say? And then we had a lot of emails in, we had about 45 emails in. So we had to pick the 15 that could make each date. That was one of the, obviously, rules for the workshop. And 15 people came, went really well, and then we started doing events, and then from there it just kept growing. And I saw a need in the community for creative learning. A lot of young people I work with were complaining about when they go to school or college or whatever, they're not like, the work ain't engaging for them, you know what I'm saying, they're not finding it productive, you know what I'm saying. So I felt like there was a need for that. And like once we kept doing workshops in schools, events around London, I saw that poetry was a great way to bring people together, also to give young people a voice and to help them with any issues they have in general, because obviously poetry is therapy, and also to help with education. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's when I was like, wow, actually, you know what? Poetic Unity, you know what I'm saying? Let's bring people together through poetry, but also let's develop people as well, let's take people to the next level. Do you know what I'm saying? So it kind of just grew naturally. And the first year before we even became a proper organisation was literally just me testing it out to see if it was something that was needed. And then when I saw it was needed, I was like, yeah, let me make this a proper organisation. Let me go to company's house, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's kind of how we started.
Okay, brilliant. So just a bit off topic, what would you say the difference is between poetry and spoken word and rap?
That's a good question for all of us. I think we've all got our own opinion on it, but I'll say mine. My opinion is, it's interesting. So first things first, rap stands for rhythm and poetry, for those who don't know. So I'm sure whoever's listening to this now is probably going to, some people are going to learn that. Because enough people, when I say that, they don't know.
Yeah.
So for me, poetry is like the mother. So everything is birthed from poetry, you see? So rap, spoken word, came from poetry. So I think, like, for me, poetry is like, I see poetry as more as page poetry. So, like, for example, like, stuff that's in the books, stuff people read from a book, like Anthology, I don't know if they still do that now, but when I was at school, they had Anthology, and that kind of stuff. And spoken word is more performance-based, and spoken word is like a mixture between poetry and rap, in my opinion. I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
And then obviously rap is in its own little place, so I don't know what Ishmael and Storm think, but...
Yeah, interesting.
Can you go first?
Well, I always sort of associate rap with hip-hop,
because it's one of the 9 elements of hip-hop. Even though rap doesn't have to be associated with hip-hop, it can be associated with other genres of music. And then poetry, well, spoken word poetry is different to just poetry on its own, because spoken word poetry is something that is performed and is something that's visual as well, whereas just poetry on its own is something that's, I feel, something that's recited. And I'm trying to cross over to performing it as opposed to just reciting it.
Yeah, I think just kind of echoing what's already been said, poetry, I feel, is like the core. You know, poetry's been around for years and years and years. Like, even if we're taking it back to, like, Africa, like, that's the way, I guess, the griots or whatever used to communicate with each other. It was poetry. It's how we used to pass on lessons, and it was a way of learning, a way of teaching. And I guess over time, we've adapted that into different forms, such as, for example, rap. I feel like spoken word is somewhere in between. You know, in terms of the way I see it, it's more like an urban kind of art form. You know, young people from the streets or wherever are taking it and adapting it. And, you know, because when we were growing up, we didn't really see poetry as a thing that we do. Like, it's just, you know, this boring kind of thing. You read a book or anthology or whatever that you can't relate to. But with spoken word, it's now given a lot of young people a voice. It's given them a chance to actually take this poetry thing and own it. So, yeah, I feel spoken word is so powerful, especially for the youth.
So you touched on it earlier, because you offer like a range of workshops, not just poetry and spoken word. But was that always your intended goal, or did that idea kind of evolve over?
And that evolved because, like I said, when I first started Poetic Unity in February 2015, it wasn't like we did plan to do workshops, but I didn't necessarily plan to do them so consistently. Do you know what I'm saying? I thought we'll try a workshop. Like I said, we tried our first one in March 2015. We'll try a workshop and see what happens from there. If it's something I want to carry on doing, then we'll do it. And also, if it's something that's needed, I never want to do something just for the sake of it. I want to do something that's going to make an impact on people's lives. You see what I mean? So there's no point in me doing a workshop and then no one cares about it. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, it wasn't necessarily the intention, but the two main things at the early stages of Poetic Unity was to try workshops and try events and then see which ones worked, which didn't, and then kind of hopefully grow from there, you know?
Brilliant. So there's always this stigma with the government pushing for arts programmes to be cut. What are your thoughts on that, and how important do you think these programmes are to our education system?
That's a good question. I mean, I think that's a big, big issue for organisations like us. Do you know what I mean? Because we're bringing something that the government can never do. Do you know what I'm saying? We're bringing something unique. We're young people teaching young people. You see what I'm saying? Like, providing education for young people by young people. So that's like so special. Do you know what I'm saying? People don't realise how important that is. Because obviously when we go into workshops and schools and stuff like that, they're seeing people that look like them and are like big brothers to them or big sisters at most. We're not like some 55-year-old man with grey hair, do you know what I'm saying? So not saying that they can't teach, because they can and there is some great teachers, but I think what we do as an organisation and other youth-focused organisations as well, especially the arts, it's really important, because I think they underestimate how important creativity is to learning. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was in school, I didn't engage in work that much. Do you know what I'm saying? One of the reasons was because I didn't feel like I was being challenged, and also I didn't feel like I was having fun in lesson. Now, it's like in school where they make it seem like you can't have fun. Of course you can have fun. Do you know what I'm saying? You can have fun and learn at the same time easily. And that's what we try to provide, you know, through Poetic Unity. It's about having fun and enjoying learning, because if you don't enjoy something, you're not going to want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's as simple as that. So I think that, to be fair, one of the things that I've been celebrating that since it became a registered charity is that we did this without any government funding. We've all done all the funding ourselves by doing fundraising events, like workshops in schools. They pay us to do what we're doing. And like, yeah, it's just been ourselves doing it. You see what I'm saying? Because we haven't, for us to get funding, especially when we're such a small organisation with no track record, it's nearly impossible. Yeah. So obviously now we're a registered charity now. They might support us. Yeah, exactly. But even now, it's still going to be a bit difficult, because as you said, they're still trying to cut arts organisations in particular. They're not bothered about arts. They don't respect it like they should. Yeah. But it's really important to me as a person who is an artist. And I think art is so important just in general, like creativity.